To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Tour set, pop!
I just have to say that I am still watching these comeback stages. Like, they just keep releasing more and more. But before we started research, Kayla, I had you watch the one that I just am in love with.
Yes.
And all I have to say is that Jimin in this era is like, he's just so scary to me. Like, he is wrecking me so much, especially yes. with this performance. But he's like more demonic than Blood, Sweat, and Tears or other era for Jimin.
By far. Oh my God. Yes. Like, this video, I'm always wrecked by him, but I was so wrecked by how absolutely demonic and sexy he was during this comeback stage. Mm-hmm. Like,
and it's how he's been for all of them, but yeah, he is straight demonic for this era.
Yeah.
The hair, his stares. Like, oh
the
my
stares.
God.
Yeah, it's really, God.
Body rolls.
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty. I could say as a Jimin stan, I'm very blessed.
Yeah.
But yeah. So on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some... Every member of BTS owns this fucking era.
Yes, it's all their era. It's all their era.
Fucking seven.
It's their best selves.
Yeah.
Or truly, I am still in awe at how many BTS music videos have been released for this comeback. It has been insanity.
Yeah. Oh my God. We've just been hit with more and more and more. And then the surprise Black Swan.
The surprise Black Swan was like, oh my gosh, really? Yeah. Wow.
I mean, they're
working hard.
They're working hard. They're really treating us. I mean, especially to keep like those secret the whole, I mean, wow. Just wow. So today we are talking about the On official music video. But before we get into it, we want to thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you would like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links, and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTSpodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support you guys have to offer is super appreciated.
Mm-hmm. We just love it so much, and we feel so lucky that you guys support us in all the ways that you do. So it's finally time to talk about our charity of the month for this month of March, and we are so excited. We chose this charity in celebration of International Women's Day, which just passed a couple days ago, and the charity that we chose this month is the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, or NCADV.
Yeah, so the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, their mission is to lead, mobilize, and raise our voices to support efforts that demand a change of conditions that lead to domestic violence, such as patriarchy, privilege, racism, sexism, and classism. The organization is dedicated to supporting survivors and holding offenders accountable and supporting advocates.
Like, just so important. Their amazing website has statistics and also resources to educate about the signs of abuse, the dynamics of abuse, and education on why victims stay. And the website even has a safety exit feature, which a user can click on to cover the tracks of them accessing the website and seeking help.
Mm-hmm. Which is so neat. I love that they have that feature on the website.
Mm-hmm. We feel very passionate about this cause and this charity. So please join us in donating this month by going to ncadv.org/donate. You can also donate through our Patreon or by clicking the link in the description.
Yeah, guys, we really would love you to support us with this charity. We both feel really passionate about it. So if you do that either on your own or through a Patreon, it's really appreciated. So let's go ahead and get into this episode. So here's an overview of what we're going to be talking about. This is really kind of more of a theory episode because it is the On music video, which ended up being this film pretty much of this like entire storyline that is entirely new to us and very different from other music videos. So we're going to do an overview of the storyline. Then we'll get into a lot of the themes and symbols that are shown within the video. We'll talk about the kind of like time warps that happen since this video is kind of, you know, in the past or has like some older themes in it. Then we'll talk about the religious and biblical themes that come up, the movies and books or stories that are referenced throughout. And then, of course, at the very end, we'll give our like top wrecked moments that we just have to talk about. This will be different for us, the way that we're laying out this episode. Like, it's very different from our other music video episodes that we've done.
Yeah, for sure. I think that we just wanted to try to approach it in a different way because we are covering so many like theory type things. We just want to kind of talk through them. So talking about the storyline in general and then just kind of hitting the main things that really stood out to us and made us kind of think a little bit. So let's get into the storyline. The video begins on a battlefield where it looks like a recent battle has happened. It looks very medieval because there's banners up and there's spears and arrows. And We see Jin, who finds a white dove that is shot down by an arrow. And he kind of scoops down and like cradles it. Then we see Jungkook, who's running away from a wall or maybe like a prison or just somewhere that, you know, he was held captive, running away as if he was escaping. His hands are bound and he looks back in panic and continues to run. And then next we see Jimin singing in between a pile of drums on the ground and like a, I want to say like a 50s style truck.
Yeah, it's retro.
Yeah, retro style. And this truck definitely hauled the drums there. You can kind of see ropes around from where they were held into it. And then there's this little bald girl that's sitting on the hood of the truck and she's like holding a drum in her lap.
Mm-hmm. And then we get a shot of Taeyang, who is lying in this field with a younger girl beside him, and she's blindfolded. Mm-hmm. And then behind him, there's like a mix of things. We really don't know what it is. It's just like a cluster of items, kind of like he set up camp there or something, but there's like feathers, like a lantern, those kind of things. But this shot of Taeyang and this girl who has like blonde hair really reminded us of the Make It Right music video. So next we see Jin and he's cradling this bird cage, which has that dove from the battlefield in it. And he carries it into this shack that is filled to the brim with tons of bird cages, like all sorts of different kinds of bird cages. He covers the cage then with a blanket and he kind of looks down. And after a little bit of a moment, you see the cage shake or rattle as if this like bird somehow came back to life. And he then looks out the window that's beside him.
A very Jin thing to do in a music video, like turn and gaze.
Of course, there's a window sill like right next to him too.
So then we see Namjoon, who's standing in front of a dilapidated sunken ship, completely, you know, earthed. It's just on the ground. Mm-hmm. And this ship is surrounded by various animals. And then we see Jungkook still running frantically, but then he passes out just because his exhaustion kind of overwhelms him.
Yeah, he's exhausted. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The next thing we see is Hoseok standing in a vast field with dead warped tree trunks surrounding him as Jungkook's seemingly lifeless body lays in the back. A crow picks on him, which made both of us think about Bapse, where they talk about the crow tits and also like the crows are supposed to be like the top of the top, you know, the creme de la creme, who they stand taller than the little bitty crow tits that walk around on their tiny little legs and their little fat bodies, you know?
Yeah.
And so like the crows kind of are supposed, so it's just, okay, I'm not, whatever.
Yeah, no, we saw the similarities here.
But yeah, so like, so we, yeah, we, that just made us think about those lyrics. Mm-hmm. Then we see Yoongi in a temple full of children delivering his lyrics. And it's kind of like a dark wooden with like red lighting and red banners and like,
candles everywhere. Mm-hmm.
And then the blindfolded girl who's with Taeyang looks in the direction of the wall. And then at the same time, we see the bald girl sitting on the truck, like pound the drum. And then we see Jungkook wake up and then the gate, a gate to the wall opens. And at that moment, Taeyang removes the blindfold from the girl.
After this, during Jungkook's bridge, we see him walk into this lake or pond. He dips his bracelet of thorns, or I don't know, like handcuffed hands. He dips them into the water. Meanwhile, the rest of them, along with throes of other people, they gather at this like entrance or exit or where this gate to this wall has opened. BTS is in front of it with this little girl. We see then Jin releases the dove and Jungkook blows onto this conch. And that conch, then it like cuts to this dance break, which is a little bit random, but you know, it's in there and we're grateful for it.
BTS, even when they watched the music video and reacted to it, even they said, wow, this dance break is a little random in here.
A little random. Yeah. But during this dance break, we see like this volcano erupt. There's a lot of fire and brimstone. But we see that this like entire area ends up being destroyed by a volcanic eruption at the end. Mm-hmm. And it kind of looks like they're at a fort of some sort, like the fort, like where they like live or where they're like ready to fight.
Mm-hmm.
But seems like, you know, it's very in contrast to this later on, like safe haven that we see towards the end of the music mm-hmm. video when they open up these gates.
Mm-hmm. It's like the exact opposite of what they're searching for this whole music video.
Mm-hmm. It's very in contrast to what happens at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the dance break, we see them all in these red cloaks, and Jungkook is carrying this conch on a string, and the members surround him on both sides. And they're all just dressed in these red cloaks that, of course, they all have a hood.
Very fake lovey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then it switches dramatically back to where they're at the gate of this wall, and it reveals what we're calling Pride Rock, because it's everybody else is making this correlation too. It looks like Pride Rock from The Lion King, and everything inside and even a little bit past this entrance to the wall onto the side that they're on at this, you know, at this time in the music video, everything starts to grow green, like just sprout up so quickly, and just the whole area is just flourishing. At this moment, Jungkook joins the rest of them in front of the gate, and then Namjoon walks to the front and leads them in with a raised fist. Then we see BTS walking up Pride Rock. While they're doing this, we kind of get a further out shot of seven doves flying over them and deeper into the land. And then Jungkook, we see him at the end running up towards the further out on towards the tip of the Pride Rock, just running up and forward. And then the last thing we see is where it says no more dream, and then it changes just to dream.
Yeah. That was such a quick synopsis of the entire storyline.
I'm really proud of us because we're like about to pick all of that apart, you know,
basically.
And and just go deeper. But we were trying to keep it very factual. This is the storyline.
This is what happens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's pick it apart. So starting off with symbols and themes. One of the things that we see is a conch. And when we think of conch, or when you guys maybe think of conch, we think of unification or a calling. It's a way to gather people together. And then we'll later on when we talk about religious themes, we'll talk about how it has kind of religious themes to it too.
Mm-hmm. But it's definitely in this video has that kind of feeling of that unification, like in both times that we see it, where he is blowing it. It's like him sounding, you know, this sound that seems to enact all these other things in the video. And even at the end, at the end of the dance break, he's like ceremoniously carrying it, you know,
carrying it. Yeah.
Another theme that we see is the idea of death. The music video even opens with seeing, you know, dead bodies on a battlefield. We obviously have the dead dove. We have the part after Jungkook passes out where it seems like his dead body is being picked on by a crow.
Mm-hmm.
So really to us, it symbolizes that, you know, it symbolizes finality, you know, on some element, but also that this death is promised. We literally see it from the beginning of the music video, and it touches so many little parts of it.
Yeah. And just even ideas of like loss or hardship are kind of in hand with death. Yeah,
for sure.
Another theme is war. So as we've kind of said, the video starts off with this concept. It looks like it's on a battlefield. There's this, and we'll get more into it, this kind of indifference going on. I don't know if it's like a war amongst themselves, what the war is really of, if it's like two territories or like government, but it's
or if
that
it's even a bigger general concept
bigger
than that,
general,
you
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm. But no matter, you know, you can look at it whatever way you want, but that theme of war is
definitely
there.
Conflict. There is a feeling, mm-hmm. a strong feeling of conflict and like urgency around this conflict, around like finding solution,
like needing to take action.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the need for action for sure. We also see the theme of societal indifference, and this really comes through during J-Hope's verse again when we see Jungkook in laying in the back being eaten by crows, and it just thinking about that Bapse lyric about the crows being, you know, standing so much taller and seeing themselves as so much more important. It really made us think about the injustice happening and, mm-hmm. you know, just that indifference that society tends to have about the people that need the mm-hmm. most help.
Yeah. And I think the wall also kind of symbolizes that societal indifference.
Yeah, for sure.
Another theme that we see is a natural disaster, or like an end kind of. So we see the volcano eruption with Namjoon with like the ship and everything. We kind of see signs of there was flood, or the fact that we end up seeing the plants come to life at the end. Things kind of look like there was maybe a drought or just not enough nourishment on the land. We also, that natural disaster theme shows up.
Yeah, but it seems this natural disaster is very tied to the human influence at the same time. Like, during the dance break, you know, they're mm-hmm. being fucking demonic as hell, you know?
Yeah.
And there is, like, this darker theme to the dance break, and then they all die in a volcanic eruption at the end. Or like, you know, the drought is ended by, you know, BTS and all the people they have with them seemingly going into this area and like the bringing it all back to life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just interesting. Another theme is water. Obviously we see Jungkook walk into the pond or the lake, and we see water in this case as being very baptismal. Just there's a lot of religious symbolism that goes on throughout this music video, and that's just really the first thing that comes to mind. But obviously with that idea of it being baptismal, that means that it's renewing and it's cleansing, and it's almost mm-hmm. like, you know, this can be the start of a new beginning.
A new beginning. That's really kind of how I see it too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then there's the white dove, which a white dove has a lot of various meanings to it and is very symbolic for a lot of things. So we think of like peace, safety, or freedom even.
Mm-hmm.
There's hope. Also hope. Yes, hope is a big one. So definitely get that a lot with the white dove, and the dove is used a lot in the video. We see the arrow through the dove at the very beginning, which is like loss of hope, or, you know, lack of hope, lack of peace. Mm-hmm. But then it's like we see the seven doves at the end flying over the seven members of BTS into this like promised land area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of going along with that is the theme of revival. We see revival in just the dove itself, where at the beginning it's dead, shot through the heart, and then it's revived, and it's the first dove that is released into that kind of promised land. Also with Jungkook kind of like passing out, and then we see him, you know, his body being picked on, and then he wakes back up. So it's this idea of revival or like resurrection. Mm-hmm. And again, that has the feeling of like a new beginning.
Yeah. This like dead barren land that also ends up flourishing anew.
Yeah.
Bringing life all back to the plants and the land. Yeah. And then lastly, for symbols and themes, is children. So we see Taeyang with a young girl. We see Yoongi with in this like temple like room with all these children. And we think that the purpose of bringing children in is just to to kind of symbolize innocence.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen child used a lot in the lyrics for the new album on Map of the Soul 7. So I really, there's definitely intention behind the children being in this video.
Yeah. And in the album, in the lyrics and all the places that child is used, it's definitely used as a reflection of their former self, which is often like innocent or naive or just like,
vulnerable.
Vulnerable and unexpecting too. Just not knowledgeable about what the future could possibly hold, or really all that was in the gravity of their decisions at that time, because how could they possibly conceptualize, even decisions that they're making back then as 15, 16, 17 year olds, I think the children in the temple definitely symbolize like needing leadership into like the next generation, the future. Even though that temple, I mean, we'll talk about it, but they're like impressionable minds, almost. They do have this innocence about them.
Impressionable minds. It's definitely how I see it, in the sense of like being in the temple. But we also see the child with Taeyang and the removal of the blindfolds. I think a lot of us got the same idea from this, is that like Taeyang waited to remove the blindfold from the girl until everything was okay, or until like war was over or this suppression was over. And that he was blindfolding her so she like wouldn't lose her innocence and see suffering or, hardship or injustice even, really. So yeah, preserving that innocence.
Yeah. She was out in the world, out in the sunlight and the, open air, and she was blindfolded. But the children that we see in the temple, they're not blindfolded at all, because they're inside, and maybe like they're as if they're protected from it already, being in that space.
True, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Okay, so wow, I love that discussion about those symbols and themes. We are going to talk about some time warpy things, because there's definitely some things that made us think a little bit about what is going on with this time. So the first thing is J-Hope's modern clothing. Like, all the other members are in like medieval style clothing, like you can see the cross hatch sewing on it, and like buttons up the front and loose, like, what are those fucking shirts called?
The vests?
No. I don't know, like loose peasant shirts.
Yeah.
Okay. and then J-Hope is in like a fucking modern button down, like distressed denim jacket and like a t-shirt and just like regular pants,
just,
and
he looks normal nowadays clothes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of theories, behind why maybe he's wearing these modern clothes while everyone else isn't, but one of the things that I love is that some armies just think that he was like, I'm not gonna dress up into these other outfits, like these old school, like really old timey medieval outfits. Like, he was just like, screw that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that is hilarious, and I hope that that's it, just because it's so funny. But I wonder if, like, now here's getting a little bit, I don't know, but
far-fetched.
So in his verse, right, we kind of talked about, I guess I'll just bring it up now, but we kind of talked about, like, it's not really that Jungkook is dead, it's more like he's passed out, so it could be like his subconscious, his unconscious, which is a theme in Jungian whatever. But what if, his subconscious, his unconscious is like, just normal, like modern, like that's the main time that we see J-Hope. So we see him in like modern clothing because that's what Jungkook is imagining, in that headspace. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. So, I think their verse, J-Hope's verse in this part of the music video, is the most confusing to me. The one that makes me really think, like, what is happening, or what is the significance of putting this in here? Because it is so strange. Mm-hmm. And I do think that it could be resembling, like, Jungkook's Unconscious. That, like, that's why he's... That's like the world. Yeah, if he was... Yeah, I mean, that could be why J-Hope is differently dressed. I'm really not too sure.
I don't know either. I mean, we're
people
just
have
kind
really
of...
picked apart this whole scene, and I'm not sure what to think of it.
I just think that we're still postulating on it, and there's really no wrong answer. Like, with interpretations, and like, everybody brings in their own biases and influences into interpreting something like this, especially this caliber of art. Okay. So, I mean, really, I think all of that makes some sort of sense.
I really think that this, like, barren land, I don't think it's supposed to resemble hell or anything like that, or maybe even like a purgatory or something.
Yeah, like a limbo.
Yeah. I kind of get purgatory vibes.
I could get that, because at the end, it's like they're entering, or, you know, leaving this territory and going into like a Garden of Eden, like a perfect, like a paradise for them. The dance break is kind of like hellish. And then this little snippet could be like that purgatory, that like limbo.
Yeah. It's very interesting. Mm. So another time warpy thing that we see is Jimin in his shot. There's that like 50s kind of truck next to him, 40s, 50s, somewhere on there, which does not line up with this time period that seems to be like peasant medieval.
Yeah.
Cars didn't exist. So it's very strange that that's there.
Yeah.
Also the drums and just kind of, all of Jimin's shot really reminds me a lot of like the French Revolution, which is also a very drastically different time period. So there's just such a mix of different eras that are put into this video.
Yeah. And then again, even in the shots of Namjoon, which with what we're calling is Noah's Ark, the actual ship has like wooden masts and tattered sails, and maybe a little bit of like iron on the front of it or something on the front part of it. I don't know what parts of ships are called. But then what's interesting is, in and with the animals that are scattered around, there's like buoys, like modern buoys on the ground, as if they also sunk down back to, you know, ground level with the ship. Two very contrasting time periods there.
Definitely. Like we've kind of been saying, it's mostly medieval-ish time that's set up here, with like the forts and the battle banners and the spears and arrows. Like, that's not modern day warfare at all. So it's definitely medieval is like, I would say, the majority of the time period that's represented in this video.
Right. And then even like something as simple as like Jin's bird cages, like he enters that shack with all those bird cages, and they're all different styles, and they're all made out of like different materials and different designs. And, you know, they seem to all be from like different time periods or eras. Like, fucking so time traveling. So Jin.
So really what we just want to leave this up for conversation now is, what is the purpose behind these time warps? And as we've kind of been talking about it, I kind of have my own new opinion that I just thought of. I think what's happening, the overall storyline in this video is familiar to us, you know, where there's some sort of suppression happening. There's some sort of injustice happening. And I think that this storyline is just a part of human existence in a way, from the beginning of time, from biblical times up until now. Like, it's just a, it's like the history repeating. It's just something that is always there, and that's always going to happen.
Wow. Profound. Like, seriously. Oh my God. Like, this is just, these are just snippets of all, you know, this human history just combined. And that's why they're like so separate, you know, throughout. They're so divided into their own little scenes. And then they all come together at the end. And it's like all of humanity coming together at the end. Oh my God, Bethany. I mean, yeah.
That's what I'm gathering from it.
I absolutely love that. I feel like that mm-hmm. makes so much sense.
Yeah. Or wow. we could also go back to just kind of the overall storyline that we've seen with BTS before of like the time travel component. So that could also be mm-hmm. why maybe J-Hope's in modern clothing, or maybe J-Hope being in modern clothing is supposed to represent something entirely different that we haven't even thought mm-hmm. of.
But like even thinking that it's connected to all the like HYYH storyline time travel stuff, mm-hmm. there's really not like any real parallels to those that I've seen, obviously. And like
Jin looking out that window pretty significant,
but yeah. that could also just be mimicking a shot from Fake Love, you know, because I feel like there are many like camera shots and angles in this video that remind me of Fake Love, and I think that they're kind of like mirroring previous music videos a little bit. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I love that explanation, though. You're brilliant. Yeah.
I mean, from biblical times till now, it's, you know, it's just the way, it's a big part of humanity.
Yeah.
That everyone lives through.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
The goal is to get to the promised land.
Yeah.
It's what we're all striving and working for.
That's what we're all, yeah, that perfect place. Yeah. Okay.
Unless
so
you don't think it exists.
I mean,
maybe it doesn't.
You probably still have, even if you don't believe in like traditional Christian, like heaven and hell and like concepts like that. Like, I feel like most people have some idea of like spirituality or like something mm-hmm. that they think is after life on earth or some yeah. other experience purpose. That we have. Yeah. Some other, and even some greater mm-hmm. purpose on earth because, you yeah. know, I mean, there's like reincarnation and like karma and all those other ideas that don't coincide, but they still have that kind of searching for that destiny and that purpose. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even just like bringing an end to like human suffering and yeah.
Yeah. Huge, like yeah. huge acts of, you know, human endeavor that we want to, you know, one day succeed in completing. I think this is a perfect time to get into religious themes.
Yeah, yeah. I was just thinking, wow, what a transition. How natural.
Yeah. So one of the things that we think of as a religious connection, and I will preface that most of these religious themes deal with like religion and related to Christianity because that's what we know. Yeah. And so obviously this is things that stuck out to us with that lens.
It is very biblical though.
Yeah.
It's very biblical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one of the things are the drums of Jericho, which we're kind of thinking about the drums that, Jimin is next to and that girl is holding on to as being like the drums of Jericho, because in the story of Jericho, they're told to, God tells these people to walk around the wall of Jericho 7 times, and on the 7th time to bang drums and to blow horns, and the walls will fall. So in the music video, the girl beat the drum, Jungkook at the same time woke up, and then the gate of the wall opens. And mm-hmm. it's these three things in succession that made us think Drums of Jericho.
Yeah, it parallels perfectly mm-hmm. with Drums of Jericho. Another religious theme that we see is Noah's Ark. This one is really obvious. It's Namjoon standing in front of this ship, or this kind of sunken ship that has a bunch of, you know, animal, mm-hmm. wild animals around him. And we all are, or most of us are familiar with the story of Noah's Ark and just like this flood and Noah sending off birds and, you know, God providing him with this like ship that, you know, he's able to keep safe, all these animals that I guess came in pairs of 2 and 7s, mm-hmm. I believe, which is very interesting. Mm. Just that kind of parallel of 7-2 being a holy number. But yeah, with that story, we see a lot of trust, surviving, finding safety, those kind of themes. Mm-hmm.
Which really like ring throughout the entire music video. So it's just cool to see them embodied in this way. Another religious theme that we see is Taeyong, one of my favorite shots of him in this music video, which is, oh my gosh, but we get that bird's eye view of him and it kind of zooms out a little bit and we see that he's lying in this crucifixion pose. So his arms are straight out and one leg is straight out and the other one is kind of like up a little bit, maybe as if it were to be crossed over the top leg just a little bit. And this isn't the first time that we've recently seen BTS in this pose. Like, we saw it during Shadow, Yoongi, Bird's Eye View, hanging on that light box. Yeah. And he was in that pose. We saw it during, what was the MAMA Awards, when BTS had their own, each, like, little individual solo stage. Dances. And mm-hmm. Jungkook did that solo dance in the water, and he ended yeah. on his back in that same kind of pose.
Gorgeous. So yeah, it's definitely been familiar. We've seen it a lot lately. And so seeing it, you know, I think it was all just kind of referencing to what's to come now with like, now we see Taeyong in this crucifixion pose. We also see, this bracelet of thorns or thorns in general. Obviously we're all, you know, a lot of us are going to think of like a crown of thorns that Jesus wore, mm-hmm. Just before being crucified. So we also see in their concept photos, like only in the album, it wasn't the ones that were released, but if you got this version of the album with these concept photos, they have also like, a crown of thorns and they have thorns around, like around their neck too, mm-hmm. That were
those
put
like,
in.
That jewelry that jewelry company made and mm-hmm. posted on Instagram and then deleted.
Yeah, yeah. That we were all really sketched out about.
These have to be a major role. Yeah.
Yeah. These thorns are really referencing sin and pain and suffering, mm-hmm. which we definitely see as a common theme throughout the entire video.
Yeah. Next, we have to talk about the temple or place of worship that we see. And immediately when I saw this, just because of the color tone that's used, the high contrast lighting, the torches, the red, I thought like cult and cult leader Yoongi, just because he's mm-hmm. so much older. The children of age are so vulnerable, like children of that age, and susceptible to manipulation. And maybe we were being a little dark with this, but we kind of felt like maybe this is representative of how at a young age we can be indoctrinated into certain schools of thought, whether mm-hmm. that's religion or some other idea. But, you know, if we're raised in it, then it just seems very normal.
Yeah.
I don't want to go so far as to say that it seems like it's anti-religion, but it definitely seems like it's putting this idea of organized religion right there in your face, and it's kind of dark.
It's dark. All the candles, the way that it's lit, it's a little creepy. Is there a reason
strict.
Why we kind of yeah, it seems strict. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the color, the red color really in contrast, and the young children with the candles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why right now I'm just kind of thinking about how like sometimes like obviously there's really amazing people who are mm-hmm. in, you know, like really active members of churches and whatever, but there can also be like down like negative sides to an organized religion, or, you know, like people will fight for something in the name of the religion, even if like it's actually horrible, you know, and awful.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's just kind of like putting that idea out there, just
cults,
with like,
yeah, I really think of cults.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about it.
Because it seems very controlling.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
But, you know, this is a cult, mm-hmm. BTS fandom. So,
I mean, I don't know if that's some of what they're referencing. We call them kings mm-hmm. all the time.
We like,
you know,
literally worship them.
Yeah.
And yeah, is it just portraying, you know, that concept, that idea is so negative because it doesn't feel like a good thing. And like, there's like all these, you know, young people blindly following Yoongi, you know, in this shot and just doing whatever he says.
Maybe they're, I mean, just kind of like we are kind of curious, like, wow, we're so in love with BTS. Where is that line? Maybe BTS is also kind of like, ooh, where is that line? Because they're on the other end of it, where they have all these people looking up to them. I wonder how that makes them feel, or if that makes them feel uncomfortable at all, or like how this could potentially turn bad, or what, you know, just being in such a position of kind of power. They're in kind of a position of power, at least with like how they influence a lot of their listeners.
Yeah. The only other time in this music video that we see this kind of red and this kind of negative energy is in the dance break. So I'm just kind of wondering if thematically with color and kind of direction of it, if those two are kind of supposed to feel, you know, have that same kind of feeling.
It's interesting. So another kind of religious theme that we see is the theme of resurrection, with the white dove coming back to life and Jungkook coming back to life, assuming that Jungkook had died or whatever. It's that revival, even the Jungkook dipping his hands into the water. So resurrection is definitely a theme that's shown.
So next is the next thing I want to talk about are the gates of this wall opening. And this can kind of represent a couple things. It could be like, it could be a symbolic of the walls of Jericho falling down. If you're thinking about like them kind of getting to freedom and to liberation by going through this gate. It can also be kind of thinking about like Moses parting the Red Sea, the way that these gates part open. And he did that to allow safe passage into like the Holy Land. And that's like where BTS is going and leading all of these people.
And that it also goes along with our religious themes, is like this promised land that they enter, where we see this like pride rock and this luscious, you know, ground and floor and area. So it's kind of reminds us also of Garden of Eden, especially the place where Jungkook is, where he goes into the water. Just like it seems like this promised land, this Garden of Eden, very sacred. Very lively.
Just the fact that you brought up Pride Rock at this time too made me think of the end of Lion King, where
what is their land called?
I don't know, but
there's the Shadow Land, right?
There's the Shadow Land, and then everything that the light touches is theirs. But at the end, after like Simba comes back, we get a little montage in the animated movie of like everything regrowing, everything that was like ravaged by Scar and the hyenas, like the animals come back and all of the shrubs regrow and the land becomes healthy again. And so like, even if you weren't religious, even if you had no religious influence on your life, but you knew the Lion King, I think that you would get this idea of this place being like this perfect or like this promised land, or even just like a home, and their home, because it is kind of that same kind of parallel that we see at the end of that movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Want to quickly touch on the conch again. We talked about that it kind of could mean like a unification or a calling. Conches don't really come up to like to our recollection in like Christian religion, but they do come up in various other religions. Like for example, in Hinduism, a conch is blown to symbolize a new beginning. And we just felt like this is very much the same kind of way that it was used in this music video.
So overall, like a lot of these religious biblical themes come up over and over, and we kind of touched on a lot of the reasons or purpose of why they may have brought it up. I just think, there's a multitude of reasons why they could have, and I don't have a definite answer, and I don't think any of us really do, but there's no denying that there was a lot of biblical references throughout.
I just think that there are things that a lot of people can relate to and interpret. At the same time, like if we're still thinking about this is like the map of the soul album. You know, The Map of the Soul does have a lot of religious themes, and Jungian psychology is very much connected to religion too. So it's almost like, you know, we can't keep continuing on this path of exploration if we don't also address like this kind of religious aspect.
Yeah. Kind of like the life purpose. I could see that being part of the soul. Mm-hmm, just trying to figure out why you're here, what we're here for, the end goal kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What we're all looking for.
Where we're headed.
So we definitely want to talk about the movies and or books that we feel might be referenced throughout this music video. Some of these people have already pointed out. Some of these we just kind of, well, I know for sure one of these we were just kind of like, we feel this. So yeah. obviously The Lion King, I already went into my whole thing about like Pride Rock. We very much feel
a lot of us saw that.
Yeah. A lot of us saw that, definitely heavily influenced. With the blindfolded girl, we really think about that movie Bird Box from Netflix with Sandra Bullock, where the only way to remain safe was to remain blindfolded and not see what was going on.
Such a popular Netflix movie too that was released. Very pop culture.
Very pop culture.
Yeah. Another book and movie that was referenced, or that a lot of people saw reference with, was Maze Runner, which I have not seen, but I kind of want to see it now, which I kind of like movies like that, that adventure action movies. What really made people think of it is like escaping from this wall, which really resembles like the maze from this movie and book, which I haven't seen or read, so I don't really know the exact comparison. Mm-hmm. We also got Les Miserables feels from this, and this was both kind of you and I that we haven't really seen anyone else say. But the little girl sitting on the truck and the drums and death and
all
just,
the death.
Yeah. And Jimin, even his outfit during that time looked very, very French Revolution era.
Like street rat, you know, fighting for the revolution type thing. Yeah, it was totally out of left field. And there wasn't more to it besides like this little girl just like dirty and tattered, and these drums that we couldn't quite place the era of. Like, they didn't look super old. Like, they definitely weren't medieval, but they weren't modern either. So there you go.
Yeah, we got Les Miserables feels from that. But yeah, that idea of revolution really goes hand in hand with this whole film or music video. Definitely. I just want to call it a freaking film.
It totally is a fucking film. Like, really, when we watch it, I think like why all of these movies and books, and even why like the religious themes, why all of it seems so prevalent, is because this is so film-like. The way that you watch it, like, it's so thematic, and just it seems like it should be in a theater.
Another book and film that kept coming up was Lord of the Flies, especially because of that conch. Also to go as far as like the children that are in this video, which is new, and then of course death too. There's just death everywhere. It's really sad. I shouldn't laugh, but it's a common theme. We see a lot of it.
Another one, which I think that they kept, BTS kept mentioning when they were talking about the music video too, was like Lord of the Rings, because of the adventure that it seems that they were on, and even the time period that the video takes place in.
The landscape a little bit.
For sure. So really, we feel like the purpose behind these movie references, much like the religion thing, is just to make it, accessible and interpretable for a wide variety of audiences. There's themes that the religious aspects and the movies and books kind of both back up.
To me, I think this could just be kind of what I was saying earlier with how this is a common thing that humanity goes through, working to better society or whatever, for whatever kind of suppressions that's taking place during that time period. It's been going on since biblical times, right? Up until now. So that's referenced a lot in movies, a lot of it, especially like action movies or dystopian society movies.
Yeah, which I think Maze Runner is kind of like a dystopian
like
movie.
Hunger Games kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is really what I get with that wall that we see and Jungkook escaping from it. So this could just be BTS wanting to talk and address about some of those things, but doing it through this, through a way in which a lot of us have seen it or that delivers really to our generation is through like movies and film.
Yeah. The pop culture, the pop culture of it, that we know these things so well and like we have learned about them or have been educated about them or have watched them, you know? And even with that religion, thinking about that too, like no matter what generation you're in, so many of us have been exposed to some form of religion, and a lot of it is Christianity, and a lot of people, you know, these stories are familiar.
Definitely. But also maybe they're hinting at a BTS movie or that they're all about to become actors or some shit.
BTS goes to Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a American Hustle Life, only like, what would it be called? American Hollywood Life.
God. Like, oh, man. All right. Yeah. Well, that's really all we have for all the theories. This was a little bit more abstract of a breakdown for this video. But like these are just some of the things that raised a lot of question marks for all of you guys. And we just wanted to talk about a lot of them because there is so much, so many metaphors that are presented to us in this video. And it's really fun to dissect. But
I'm really kind of proud of like what we looked at during this, because these are really things that all stuck out to us. And we really spent a good amount of time just kind of thinking and going over what we really felt like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Digesting it. What we really felt like it was meaning or conveying, at least for us.
Mm-hmm. So as we come to the end of this episode, we saved the best for last, which is our top wrecked moments, just like fangirling over certain shots of the members. So I have to start off talking about Taeyang, because guys, I was not prepared to be this blown away by Taeyang like I always am. But man, I think I tweeted out saying that this video confirmed my love for Taeyang. I don't know how, but it did. So Taeyang in his shot where he's lying down on the ground, the first shot we really get to see of him, and he sings his part, And he's like resting his head on this log and he smirks at the camera. It's at 110, guys. Like we were all just like totally struck.
Wrecked.
Totally wrecked.
Destroyed.
Like he didn't have to hit us like that. Then we get some more like Taeyang close-up shots, and then we also get shots of him far away. And I also tweeted about this, guys. For some reason, these pants on Taeyang, like his ass looks incredible. Like his ass looks so great. It's so bubbly and perfect. Yeah.
Like really, you'd think that the looseness of the pants, like the style of pant, would not like make his ass pop so much, but
it's popping.
It's popping.
And really just every shot you get of Taeyang in this, like he suits it so well.
He is
actor
gorgeous.
Taeyang is out.
Handsome. Actor Taeyang for sure. He is way too perfect throughout this entire music video. I personally think that Namjoon looks especially fucking delicious during his verse.
Oh, yeah.
Like the hair, the lower camera angle. So he's kind of like looking down, like, oh, fuck, so good. Mm-hmm. And like his big coat, like, he looks
incredible. Holy here, like standing by these animals, the way the sun is shining on his beautiful face.
Yeah. Chosen by God.
Yeah.
Like Noah. Hoseok during his, I might as well just talk about all of the rap line here because I have feelings. During Hoseok's verse, first of all, not only is he just like so passionate and his delivery is always so perfect. Like every time that it's time for a Hoseok verse, I am so fucking wrecked
because
he is always so good.
He's
like
on it. Yeah.
And he is sexy and he has this glowing skin and he has like a little bit of dance choreo during his verse and it's just great. It's just awesome.
He's so sexy in his verse.
And his middle part, like, yeah.
He looks great.
And then, of course, Yoongi, during his verse, he's in that, like, temple. And the lighting really reminds me of Shadow, because there's, like, red behind him, but this high contrast lighting. And just Min Yoongi looks so fucking good with high contrast lighting.
Yes.
Like, his features are so striking, and he's just in handsome. Mm-hmm. Yes. He's just super hot.
He's so hot. They all are. My gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
A fangirl moment for me for Jimin is there's a shot of him where he's dancing and kind of spinning around, and the camera is slightly in slow motion. And so it's this slowed down dancing for Jimin, and he flips his head back and his hair looks like luscious and beautiful.
Yes, I love that moment. That is like, he's like slaying this entire time that he's kind of doing these little dance moves.
That's freestyle.
But yes, but that moment specifically, it's just like so forceful, and like his body is just being moved in that way, and the way that his head...
So blessed that they slowed it down.
Really? Really?
For Jin, all I have to say for this whole time is actor Kim Seok Jin is fully out for this entire video. And it's like, we've said it a million times on this podcast, but we need...
And we'll say it a million more.
Yes, we need the K-drama. Like, his face is too perfect and handsome to not be in a K-drama, damn it. Like, he is owning this video. He is, like, solely making me feel like it is meant to be a film, not a music video.
Yes, his acting is really coming through, like, his long gazes out the window and his perfect, beautiful face. And
he's a hero. He's, like, the hero.
He's a hero. He's, like, he's reviving birds, you know.
He really is, though.
He is. He's bringing us all back to life, you know? So I just have to talk about how absolutely beautiful Jungkook is during this video, especially during the bridge where we just kind of get slow shots of him walking, and he just looks stunning. And then he is so self-sacrificing for these shots because we know that this water was so cold, and like he literally said he put his feet in like hot water. He had hot water ready to like pour on his body
so
afterwards. And yeah, so not only did he really sacrifice for this shot, but he looks fucking incredible.
He really does.
And then I have to talk about Jungho Sok again.
God. Yes, this part of J-Ho. This part, everyone was wrecked.
Yeah. So it seems so small, but it's so big.
It's so big.
When they're all walking up to the gate entrance, or, you know, like... whatever. The opening in the wall. And you see, you know, little snippets of like all of them besides Jungkook, who's not there yet. But fucking Jungho Sok looks entirely too fucking handsome and perfect. Mm-hmm. It wrecks me every time. He's just kind of standing there gazing forward, like peering, you know, over the crowd, maybe lips parted a little bit, just...
It looks like he just slayed a dragon and is on his way to save his princess. Like, it just... I'm that wrecked. He's me fantasizing.
Just literally perfect. Like...
definitely. Okay, so... for the dance break, we have our own little section of fangirling here. The clothing that they're wearing, it really is like mic drop meets medieval times. And some of you armies are really clever and somehow figured out where they got these clothes from. I don't know what the brand is or the design or anything, but they're gorgeous and incredible. Like, Taeyong has one that his shirt like comes up around like a collar, but then it's like open at the chest. It's so different, but they all have like jewels or like rhinestone like things on them.
Looks like little metal like you know, like circles,
yeah, bedazzled kind of armor
placed all around.
Yeah.
Yeah, like armor.
It's sexy. Yeah. And the setting itself is really kind of sexy because of these like torches and red banners surrounding them. It kind of looks like there's this wooden altar behind them or like fort or whatever, but it's a really neat setting.
Yeah. And literally this entire dance break is just demonic Jimin the entire time. Fucking hot, aggressive, always powerful. And I have to talk about how really, you know, at the beginning of this dance break, he lifts his arms and his loose, amazing, sexy shirt, like, reveals this strong, toned stomach. Like,
I mean, what else did you expect?
Oh my God. It was so hot. Like,
it is.
Just completely wrecked me. And then, like, of course, Yoongi during his verse, I just have to talk about that fucking spin move that he does where he spins around, hands on the ground, glares at the camera. Like, his face is just so determined and sexy. Mm-hmm. It's scary.
It is scary.
Yeah.
I love that spin that he does. Ugh.
Yeah. And then Jungkook, when he takes the center choreo for this part, he kind of like, he keeps doing these little snarls and like little furrowed brow faces. Mm-hmm. And he's just straight up being rude.
He's being rude. Yeah. Unnecessary. Get out of here.
And then they all get destroyed in a, you know, volcano eruption. So we, you know, we survive.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
barely made it.
Barely survived being wrecked that hard.
And then for me, the last fangirl moment is at the very end where we see Jungkook running up Pride Rock and he has the cutest little smile on his face. I guess this is like a soft stand moment for me, but like, oh my gosh.
Rare.
It's very true. I'm a fairly hard stan, but I can be soft too. But for Jungkook, yeah, he just looks so cute and adorable here.
So cute. Something about this moment makes me think of, you know, like baby Maknae Jungkook from 2013. Yeah. Just so cute. Yeah.
All right. So as we wrap it up here, we just want to finish talking about the very end of the video where they say they're written in like title at the end is No More Dream. And then switches to Dream. Mm-hmm. And we both watched the Bangtan video of all of them watching the On music video. And Namjoon, his comment for the ending here was that it makes sense because this is their reboot. Or they're like rebooting BTS.
And that, like when he said that, that really stuck out to both of us, just being like, oh yeah, it makes sense because this is like our reboot. And obviously, like, when we talked about the album and like we've talked about so many references to them, you know, talking about where they came from and just reflecting about the last 7 years, but just the concept of it being this reboot was, you know, like the first 7 years, how did they start? They started with No More Dream, that was very anti-societal expectations, and they really didn't have, you know, that big dream that they were going for, because it was really about that you didn't need a big dream to be happy. And now it's like, well, they've achieved massive success and beyond their wildest dreams. So it's almost like for this next 7 years, is it setting this tone of like, now they're just dreaming, like they're just, they know that they can and they're just fucking going for it.
They're there. Yeah. Something that we had kind of talked about during the research was just going back to like looking at BTS, how they've rebooted themselves in the past and like really entirely new concepts, especially with each and every album. But, you know, there's chunks of albums that have their own kind of themes to them. And so we had No More Dream, which is like, and like School Love Affair, which is very teenage boy, angsty. Really young, high school, angsty. Then we get into like Young Forever and HYYH, which is more like adolescence, young, very young adulthood. And then like, you know, everything that goes with that, like self-discovering and all that. And then, you know, we keep going further and further. So I'm kind of like, are they getting into this like more adult BTS?
Yeah.
Where, because now we're seeing like kids being brought in and just now we're looking at more like the world's problems mm-hmm. on a larger scale.
And not self that, problems.
And not self problems. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like we, you know, even just in the last era, we learned how to love ourselves. So then it's like, how does this idea transition into the concept of a, you know, a global community or, mm-hmm. you know, even just being responsible for your own more intimate community. But how is your ability to love yourself going to improve not just your life, but other people's lives? And I do love the idea of like, I mean, I think it's true because BTS makes their own music and talks about what the fuck they want to talk about.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense that as they've grown up and as they've matured, so has the scope and the topic of their music. Yeah. And so I really do feel that, you know, they are getting into like these really mature topics and I'm excited to see where else they go, you know, into that more adulthood realm, especially because that's where we're at too. So
yeah. we get to grow with them too. Snap of the Soul is over.
Like, yeah.
Is that all done? Is that all wrapped up?
I mean, I feel like it is just because yeah. we have like the three rap lines, like mm-hmm. they each have their solo, like
Persona,
intro, interlude,
Shadow,
out.
Ego.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it really seemed like this concept was wrapped up with this album, especially because of the repackage, mm-hmm. you know, having Persona songs repackaged. They typically don't repackage an album until that era is, you know, like the
coming to an end.
Yeah. And I can't imagine with how busy they've been putting out this and how long they took to put out this masterpiece of an mm-hmm. album, you know, that they're going to release another one when they're about to go on tour.
Yeah.
But we never know.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, these are all the questions that a lot of us have been thinking about. And I think the On music video blew us all away, mm-hmm. that it was just so different. It really has a lot of room for interpretation. And I think that's what it's meant to do, is to raise a lot of questions and get you kind of thinking and even thinking about what's ahead for BTS.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a place where we love to be at the end of one of these, you know?
Yes, it is. This is always the goal.
Always the goal, you know, love
at the
what
end
we,
of the episode.
Yeah. Love mm-hmm. what we consumed and what we tried to figure out and understand, and really excited for what is still yet to come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you enjoyed this episode and if you've enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there's a few things that you can do to let us know. You can write a review on iTunes or really wherever you listen. We are getting really close to 400 reviews, meaning that we'll have a yeah. bonus episode, which you guys get to vote on the topic for. And, mm-hmm. you know, then we put out two episodes in one week to thank you guys for writing reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Also spreading the word of mouth. Tell the people that you're friends with, you know, if they're not an ARMY but they like podcasts, maybe this is how you get them, you know, indoctrinated
to like BTS.
Into BTS. Yeah. And if they are an ARMY, even if they don't listen to podcasts before, they might, you know, enjoy this content too. So we mm-hmm. got a couple tweets this past week of people spreading the word, and that just meant so much to us.
Oh, and it just feels so it's just so sweet. So sweet.
So
we really,
you know,
appreciate it.
Yeah, we really do. So that's really great. Also, you can reach out to us via email or via social DM as well. And you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.